Mourn Team Kia at Cheltenham and Mount Barker for all your class-leading Kia vehicles and servicing. Tyre Power, think safety this August. Get the 5-minute tyre safety check at your local Tyre Power.
Breakfast with Kane Corns and Andrew Hayes.
Party people!
Roach, here he is. Roach, here he is.
Hey!
Roach! Shaka-laka, shaka-laka, shaka-laka.
Roach!
Michelangelo Ricci each and every morning in the afternoon from 3:30 to run home this week with Miles Fitzner. He's brought to us by Budget Car Rental. Rooch, good morning. Alistair Clarkson's in town. Interesting timing for him to be here.
Oh, he's not buying another house, is he, Kane? He's already bought three here this year.
Yeah, did you hear that too, Rooch? A $4.6 million house. Goodness gracious. Not quite a portfolio he's building.
Oh, well, there's no job left for him in Adelaide, but, I mean, I understand how he keeps moving around the country gathering information for the Tasmania bid, but, see, North Melbourne would be wanting an answer from him pretty quickly, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. They want one today, Rooch. They've been in discussions for a month, and they appeared to have him over the line. Now, this Essendon situation has caused him to pause his thinking on that, but what happens if he doesn't say yes today? I mean, they don't really have anywhere else to go just yet.
No, but I don't think Kevin Sheedy's remarks last night really sort of leave you with the thought that he's got the faith of the Essendon board either, Alistair Clarkson.
Or so was it Sheedy being Sheedy and a diversion tactic?
Yeah. Well, let's not overthink Kevin Sheedy, please.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, well, that's just it. You just don't overthink it. I mean, sometimes he does actually say what he means.
Hey, Roach.
Hey, I've got a key question for you.
Yep.
Who inherits the number 9 jumper at Port Adelaide now?
Oh, that's a good question. Do you retire it? At least retire it for a season or two?
Well, the automatic one would be, you'd think, okay, does Zach Butters take it? But he's probably made his name and his own. Who would you be suggesting?
I'm just thinking, it's a heavy number to wear at the moment, isn't it?
Would you put it on ice for a while, Rich?
I don't mind that thought of giving it a rest for 1 year. Mm. But eventually someone's then got to take it, Andrew. Even if you rest it for a year, someone's going to have to take it. And we have a vision now of what number 9 means and what it represents. So it's a heavy number to wear.
Yep. Indeed.
So which player is most capable of holding up what we expect in number 9 these days?
Well, it's a pretty solid standard when you're getting regarded by a lot as the greatest AFL player that's ever played for Port Adelaide. Hutchie was very strong, Rooch, on his thoughts on David Koch via the sounding board. His presidency, is it time for a change? And how do you assess the presidency, him in the role as a chairman?
Well, he's had 10 years now, and there's a lot of people who think that once you've reached 7 or 8, you should be moving on, the term limits that you get at other clubs. But who would step into the role?
Yeah, that's
the next question as well. I keep seeing, Darren Cahill as the man who should step into the role, but I'm not sure he actually wants to, so... You've got to keep remembering that they're volunteer roles, and there's a fair few people who are saying, well, you get smashed up once you're now a highly visible board member. Do I really want to do it? That's the same issue Adelaide will soon have. I mean, John Holson won't be chairman forever. Who steps into that role? I mean, we've been talking about these things for some time. Where's the obvious replacements at either club?
So, Roach, you've been doing this for so long. What's the perfect resume for someone who wants to be a president or a chairman? Is it someone with a big media profile? Is it someone with a big business profile? What's the perfect mix in your opinion?
Well, someone who can lead and lead very well, regardless of what their profile is. I mean, you have a look at Richmond and what Peggy Neal has done there. She proved that it's about actually having someone who can not be the answer to everything, but have people around her who actually are the answer. I think that the Richmond one is very interesting because Peggy keeps saying she's not the one who has the answers, but she's made sure that everyone around her does, and she's run that football club brilliantly. Now, she's vastly different to you know, that high profile, high media sort of vision that we've had, you know, that we keep thinking that Port Adelaide has had to have with David Koch. It's just about having a leader who can actually bring everyone along for the ride and get the job done. So, I mean, that's probably what you're looking for.
Rooch, what's your ladder predicting telling you? You've been big on this all year and it's come down to the last game. Firstly, do Carlton beat Collingwood and get themselves a spot in the eight, do you think?
Well, has Collingwood got enough to hold out Carlton? I think you'd be tipping Carlton this weekend, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think that's the way it feels. I don't know why, though. Maybe just with so much riding.
Well, their form is still, for all the hits they've taken, with all the injuries they've had this year, their form still holds up. We're talking about just a moment stopping them winning against Melbourne last week. So it's not as if they're in bad form. You look at Collingwood, you just wonder if they just got enough left. It's almost as if they've taken too many hits now. You know, you're talking about two pretty battered, you know, boxers who are on the ring and seeing which one can just make sure they don't fall to the canvas. And I think at this point, I'd still back Carlton.
Mm.
And then the Western Bulldogs could just look at it and say, well, you know, they had enough chances, the Western Bulldogs, to stay in the eight, and they haven't held up. So, yeah, I'd still be backing Carlton at this moment. The other interesting one is Melbourne and Brisbane.
Yeah, it's huge.
Because that one's so significant for the top four. And if Brisbane, particularly at home, can't hold out Melbourne, well, now we're then going to be talking about Brisbane's finals record, aren't we?
Mm. Rooch, look forward to it. It's going to be a big build-up to the showdown and to the last round of some of those games you mentioned, and also perhaps a decision on where Alistair Clarkson wants to coach by the end of today, perhaps, if you are to be believing what North Melbourne want. 27 minutes after 7 o'clock, Matthew Nix very shortly.
All right, so we're doing as well. Thanks to Weeks Homes. And, of course, Tyre Power. Don't forget Tyre Power, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer. Top of 19 degrees across Adelaide today. It's going to be cloudy.